Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been talking about seizing God-given opportunities in our lives. In Colossians 4:5, which has been our text for this week, it says, "Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time." In the NASB version, it says, "Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity." The Message translation says this, "Use your heads as you live and work among outsiders. Don't miss a trick. Make the most of every opportunity." And my favorite translation on this verse is the Weymouth translation. And it says, "Behave wisely in relation to the outside world, seizing your opportunities." And that's what we've been talking about this week, seizing your opportunities from God to serve Him wherever you are. Today, I want to focus on one reason many people do not seize opportunities to serve God, and that is that Satan has often influenced people to think that they are unqualified for God-given opportunities to serve Him. Have you ever thought that you'd love to say something to that neighbor of yours about the Lord, about how God can help them in their family situation, but then you've had the thought, "I'm really not qualified to talk to them about the Lord. My own life isn't a perfect example of Christian faith, or I don't know enough scripture." That kind of thinking has been suggested to you by the enemy of your soul. God wants to use you. You don't have to be a perfect vessel to serve God. You simply have to be a willing vessel, an available vessel, an obedient vessel, not a perfect vessel. The perfection we have is Christ in us. It's the righteousness of Christ that God has already placed in your spirit if you are a believer in Jesus. He is not looking at you and saying, "You're not quite perfect enough yet. You're not quite qualified enough yet to speak for me." But instead, God is looking to see who may serve Him with a willing heart despite their own inadequacies. All of us are unqualified to serve a perfect God, and yet God has qualified us merely by His calling and by the blood of Jesus that has made us righteous in His sight. So don't allow Satan to convince you that you are unqualified for God-given opportunities to serve Him. God wants you to seize the opportunities that He presents to you in your life. One great example of this is the missionary Gladys Aylward. Gladys was a young Irish woman in the early 1900s who had a heart for China. She had heard of opportunities for evangelization in China, and she went to London to apply for a missionary appointment with a certain Christian mission organization. When she arrived in London and presented herself to the missions director, he graciously thanked her, but told her that she was not qualified for service. The only thing on her resume with regard to work experience was that she had been a maid. Undaunted, Gladys Aylward was convinced that God wanted her to go and serve Him in China. She knew that the opportunities were vast. There were so many people who had never heard the name of Jesus in that land, and was convinced that God had called her despite her lack of academic preparation, language training, or other experience that would qualify her in the eyes of the world. She promptly took a job as a parlor maid in London until she earned enough money to purchase a one-way train ticket on the Trans-Siberian Railway all the way to China, across Siberia, and served God faithfully in China as a single woman. She was made famous in a movie that was made in 1958 starring Ingrid Bergman called The End of the Sixth Happiness. And that movie highlighted a most heroic effort that Gladys Allward was made famous for when World War II broke out and the Japanese were invading China. She single-handedly marched with 100 orphan children across enemy-infested territory to safety, trusting in God alone, not in any of her own qualifications. You may feel you're unqualified to serve the Lord, but if God has called you, that in and of itself qualifies you for His service. Of course, you will have to depend upon God, His strength, His wisdom, follow Him, and be obedient to His every command in the smallest detail if you're going to be successful in embracing God-given opportunities. Like Moses, your own self-assessment might make you want to plead, God, please send someone else. Moses did exactly that when God told him he wanted him to go to Pharaoh and say, let my people go. Moses said, I can't. They don't know me. I can't speak very well. I can't. I have no influence there. And finally, he just said, couldn't you send somebody else? But God wasn't looking at Moses's qualifications. God had a call on him, and that call qualified him for service. God doesn't want you to convince yourself, or He doesn't want the enemy of your soul to convince you that your lack of natural qualifications is a reason you should not pursue God-given opportunities to serve Him. William Carey, the father of modern missions, a man who went in the 1700s to India to preach the gospel, the first Protestant missionary to go to that land, was an uneducated man. He was a cobbler, which is a shoemaker and shoe repairman by trade. He was hardly what one would call a qualified man to go and start a Christian college in a foreign country, and yet that's exactly what he did. Brother Andrew, known as God's smuggler, had no education past junior high school, and he didn't even speak English when he enrolled in a British missionary school where the principal said he was never more than a mediocre student. Yet Brother Andrew has been used by God through his Open Doors ministry to distribute millions of Bibles to closed countries where Bibles are prohibited. And he has encouraged the persecuted church the world over. How is it that these people who are so unqualified in the world's eyes to serve God or to take a hold of God-given opportunities ended up doing such great things for God? Well, first of all, they did not look at themselves as to whether or not they were qualified to serve God. They looked at God, who called them, as the one who made them qualified. Anything you do for God that is not based in complete dependence upon God will fail, or it will be a work of the flesh that will eventually burn up when all is said and done. God wants us to seize God-given opportunities, but to do it in the power of the Holy Spirit, to do it led by God and not by our flesh, not by human enthusiasm, but instead walking in the Spirit, obedient to the smallest command of our Heavenly Father. If you will do that, wherever you are, in your workplace, in your school setting, with your neighbors, in your immediate and extended families, you will find opportunity upon opportunity to serve the Lord. God can give you the smallest little instruction that can result in an amazing turnaround in the life of a person who, prior to your encounter, was not serving God. God wants to use you in the most normal, everyday circumstance to do great things for God, to influence people for the Lord. A good friend of ours who happens to be an optometrist used this Spirit-led approach in taking and seizing God-given opportunities. Being a collector of antique furniture, this gentleman had struck up a relationship, a friendship with an elderly lady who ran an antique store. This woman was a crusty old lady of a German descent and absolutely expressed no interest whatsoever in things of a spiritual nature. Nonetheless, my doctor friend continued with a spirit of love, kindness, friendship to her until one day she finally accepted an invitation to attend church. After being in our church for a few weeks, I happened to be preaching and talked about having a spirit-sensitive way of dealing with people who don't know the Lord and not beating people over the head with it, but instead, in love, reaching out. This elderly lady turned to our doctor friend and said, "That's exactly what you did with me." And you know, that's exactly what God wants you to do. And that's how to seize God-given opportunities to witness and to be a spokesperson for God, but you do it in a spirit-sensitive way, and God will bless it with fruitfulness. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, don't think you're unqualified to serve God, but seize every God-given opportunity. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.